DiCaprio was nominated for 5 Oscars from 1993 and never won anything, which seems a bit unfair because he was quite a good actor, I think. I think he's quite good. So he waited for, I wrote it down, 13 years until 2016, where he won his first Oscar as a very seasoned, seasoned actor, which is pretty long. I don't know if I would want to wait that long to be recognised as an actor. And should we have the second one? So I'm sure you know who this is. Nelson Mandela. More seriously, Nelson Mandela had to wait for 27 years in prison to be released to help the apartheid movement in South Africa. Although you could say that he kind of waited for 75 years until he really got accepted when he was elected president, which 75 years, that's a long time to wait, isn't it? Yeah, to be recognized. It's not great. And we'll go for the next one. So we're not talking about Philip Schofield, but Philip Schofield is my favorite Joseph. But Joseph had to wait a long time. So at the beginning, do you remember what happened to Joseph at the beginning of his story? He had a dream, right? Yes, he had a dream. He had a dream that all his brothers were going to bow down before him. But were his brothers nice to him at home? Not very nice, no. So they took him, they sold him into slavery and told his dad that he was dead. And then Joseph had to go and work for a really horrible man. And then he went to prison. So that's not great. That's not his brothers bowing down before him. And I read that he probably waited about 14 years to become the second in command in Egypt, which is when the brothers came and asked him for food and bowed down to him. So 14 years, that's still a long time to wait. And he went through some really horrible stuff while he was waiting. So who in our story was waiting? Do you remember? No? It's a guy called Simeon. So Simeon had been told by God, should we move to the next slide? So Simeon was told by God that he would be alive to see the Messiah, but he probably had to wait a long time. I read again that he probably had to wait about 200 years. Have you ever waited 200 years for something?
No,
it's a long time, isn't it? So he probably waited for 200 years to see the Messiah. Do you think he thought some days, I'm never going to see the Messiah. I'm going to die before I see the Messiah. He's never going to come. Do you think you'd lose a bit of faith when you're waiting that long?
Yeah,
I think I would. It's a long time to wait. So what are we waiting for? What are you guys waiting for right now? Is there anything? Chocolate coin. You're not waiting. You've had your chocolate coin. You're not waiting for that. You're waiting for 2 chocolate coins. Is there anything else that we're waiting for? For what? There's chocolate coins. Yes, the second coming. We're all waiting for that. Is there anything more in the immediate future that we're waiting for?
Holiday Club.
That's a really good answer. We are waiting for Holiday Club. So these things, sometimes we're waiting so long, it feels like it's never going to happen. Isn't that right, Kate? You feel like Holiday Club's never going to happen. And the second coming, sometimes we can think, oh, it's never going to happen. We're waiting so long. But did Simeon think that, or do you think he knew, didn't he? Because God told him. So he had faith in God, and God came through for him and told him, showed him Jesus. So he got to meet the Messiah before he was born. And that's really cool, isn't it? That's really cool, isn't it?
Yeah!
Okay, so I have a memory verse for you. But when I was carrying my papers to church today, I think that some of them got out of order. So will you guys help me put my memory verse in order?
Yeah.
I think we're going to need some more volunteers. So you can have, do you want that word? Before, still, you want still? And, Lord, that's a good one. The. Okay, we need some more people. Does anyone else want to come and hold a memory verse? You've already got one.
I'll pick.
You can pick people. That sounds for you. B. There we are. Him. And 4. So we need 2 more people.
Volunteer.
I think you'd be volunteer. Wait and patiently. There you are. So it's Psalm 37, verse 7. But I don't think you're stood in order yet, you guys. So can you hold them up so everyone can see? Okay, so you need to stand in one line because it's one verse. What do we think? Thee still and be him for Lord, wait before patiently. Does that sound like good English?
No.
Does someone want to come and help them move into the right order? Come on, Kate.
Is it B? B still? Is that where we're going?
So
I think there's a few people on that side.
So it's Psalm 37, verse 7, if anyone wants to cheat. There we are.
Be still, distill before the Lord. Distill before the Lord. This shows that I wasn't in on this. Be still before the Lord. Don't actually. Be still. So you go right between you and Karina. Before the Lord.
So you guys want to shuffle down, maybe? Shuffle down. So you're going to stand here. You're the last one.
And wait patient for him.
So you want to move down.
Well done, well done.
Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Awesome. Good job, you guys. So this verse, as well as many other verses in the Bible, can tell us that even though it's hard sometimes, we need to be patient and we need to wait for the Lord because he will help us out when we need him. Thank you guys. So give them a round of applause.